Pick one, the 2019 NAB AFL Draft. The Gold Coast Suns selected Matthew Rowell from the Oakley Chargers.
This excitement and joy all in one, and I've been, you know, working all my junior career to get to this position, so it's just an unbelievable feeling and something I'll always remember.
The Suns had a fantastic hand at this year's draft and selected Matty Rowell with the number one pick, Noah Anderson with number two, and now all of these youngsters begin their journey. So we thought it was a good time to catch up with the coach of the Gold Coast Suns, Stuart Dew, because there are a lot of fresh faces at this club as they begin their pre-season period. Stewie, thanks for your time. Thanks for joining us on SEN.
No worries. Good morning.
How is the feeling in amongst the club and the group at the moment? Dal and I were sort of working our way through some of the fresh faces and new names. There are a lot of them as you start this campaign.
Yeah, you look around, you know, and we've got 52 on our list now. So, you know, it's pretty extensive. The warm-up the other day on Monday was like going back to your amateur footy club when everyone rolled out once round one's around the corner. So it was, that's great for us. Obviously got a few in throughout the trade period, you know, a little bit of experience, but then obviously the young lads through the draft, which is, you know, they've come in, bit of breath and fresh air, and they're raring to go. We're trying to hold them back, actually, so they're pretty keen to rip straight in.
When you come into the job like you did, you obviously have the players on the list that are there at the time, and you work with those, but a couple of years in now, is it starting to feel more like your team?
Yeah, oh, definitely now. You know, the first year, I think probably early to mid-October, so you're pretty set for the first year, and then, you know, then you're making a few decisions within 12 months and then still bound by some contracts. So we had an opportunity to probably fast-track that a little bit, and we're aware that that may cause a little bit of pain in season 2019, but we know now. We certainly look around and go, well, you know, we're really building this list together, and, you know, along with all the staff here and Craig Cameron, our list manager, and Cal Burns, our recruiter. So we certainly feel like we've got our fingerprints all over it now.
You look at the last couple of drafts where you've brought in some really talented players, and we spoke about Matty Rowell, Noah Anderson, but also Sam Flanders. You bring in some through the trade period. So over the last couple of years, there's been quite a new turnover. Does that also create some issues or some challenges for you to try and get the continuity or consistency of messages because you've got players from so many different backgrounds recently?
Yeah, it's probably given us, you know, getting some respected players from great organisations like, I guess, Adelaide Footy Club, Richmond, Geelong, and even Jack Holmes from Port Adelaide. He's really good for our players that have been here for a number of years to just get the perspective, but also, I guess, validation that what we're doing here is a really good program and measured up to where they've come from. And that's one thing that we were keen to get. Good role models in for our young list because we are very young. We're going to be young again. You know, although we got some experience in, we also, you know, lost some experience as well. So in terms of our age profile, won't change too much. But pre-season is the time to try and get that synergy going. So with the draft being reasonably late, that's a little bit of a challenge. But once we, you know, we got one more week, we're at camp, and we come back from Christmas, and that's going to be pretty crucial, you know, January, Feb for us.
Do you have a belief or a theory about ways to best educate your young talent? And once again, referencing the last couple of drafts, and you've got some of the best kids in the country, and you've just brought in another three in the last week or so. Do you have a belief or a theory about the way that they need to learn AFL football that'll hold them in really good stead for the next 10 or so years? Or you just believe if they're in the position, they're good enough to play that you roll them out?
Oh, I think we probably, our overall philosophy, and, you know, I think when they first get here, their heads are spinning. You know, they've come from school majority and a whole different environment. So we're really wary of information overload, and clearly they can play the game. So we probably see it as a step process in that they don't need to know absolutely everything about AFL footy in terms of the nuances of the game, but we really want to get them physically prepared so they're confident in their body and then they're able to be selected. And we're happy to wear that maybe they don't know 100% of what we're after in the first year, but, you know, rather than trying to get everything crammed into their head, we still want them, you know, come in with real flair. So, yeah, you know, I think with last year with Kingy and Jack obviously played a lot of footy, we really just got them confident in their bodies and let them play, and they pick it up along the way as well.
Gold Coast Suns coach Stuart Dew joining us on SEN Summer Breakfast. Stewie, I guess the the carrot always dangled in front of professional athletes is to win and to win as many games and to go as far in a season as you possibly can. No doubt it's been a tough couple of years for the Suns, but what does winning do? When you're trying to teach a group, what does winning do? Does it accelerate that learning?
I think it's just an injection of belief in what we're doing. And you know, I was really proud of this group last year in that they were able to maintain that belief. Although the results, the end results of 4 points weren't there, we did a lot of work on, you know, what does actually the steps involve that get you to that winning and making sure that we made sure they're on the right track and getting them to understand that, you know, things will turn. You've just got to hang in there. You're not going to, you know, do it really well for a month or 2 months and all of a sudden, oh, now we've made it and we're going to start winning. So a fair bit of education around the steps taken that are needed to have that consistency of performance. And, you know, we've used our leaders and I think they really feel that belief. And we probably, as a footy club, we don't really want to sell that to the players. They're sort of selling it to themselves. And I think they spoke with their feet, really. But I think we've had 21 players sign on in the last 12 months and in the right way, which is important. So, you know, full credit to them. And we think that that'll turn in the coming years.
Stewie, when I think of you as a player and also as a coach and probably your time at Sydney, and we speak about the culture and the standards and accountability, all the things that we associate with you, and how have you gone about instilling that and passing your messages onto this playing group so that this legacy will last a very, very long time of this football club?
Yeah, it's just about informing the players and making them realise their responsibilities, particularly and when we talk about our older players, you know, Dave and Witsy as captains, they're 26, so they're still young men. We firmly believe they're coming into their prime. And so just, I guess, the influence that they can have. You know, it's all well and good us sitting in the cheap seats telling them how they're going and how easy it is or how hard it is. But I think the power of that peer feedback, but also the peer drive. And I think having seen last pre-season and how they've started this pre-season, I think they're starting to get their head around, you know, they're the ones really in control. We're here to facilitate, but in terms of actually executing, you know, they play a big part in that.
You mentioned before about not having too much information for the young players. I think that sort of can almost go across the whole board with AFL players at time. Have you identified a couple of areas for improvement without doing too much over the summer that you think these are the basics that we need to get right for the season 2020?
I think just rehearsing our and putting them in situations where, you know, decision making with the ball. And I know every team's probably talking about that, but you know, I think we don't want to be too prescriptive on in terms of how we want to move the ball. We want multiple options. I think we've seen in the last 2 or 3 years the teams that it's almost you're not looking for the perfect. Perfect doesn't present itself much, you know, for footy these days with how well teams defend. So. The fact that contest work won't go away, it's always going to be there. We're doing a fair bit on that. And just the natural progression of our list has actually built a bit of competitiveness in training. And I think guys are looking around and saying, well, you're 52, doesn't go into 22. Yep. So this is my opportunity to set the scene, which is healthy for us. We haven't quite had that in the past. I think, you know, we've had some players get games just because they're match fit, but we'd love to pick our side on performance rather than just are they fit for games.
We're talking about fresh faces to the group. That includes the club. You've just added Neil Craig to your coaching setup, Stewie. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we've been speaking to Neil for quite a while, and obviously he's been heavily involved with England in English rugby. And John Haynes and I met Neil, I think, not this October, but last October. We went over to England and spent a little bit of time with Neil. And, you know, obviously, you know, he's 63. He's got a wealth of experience. He's done a number of roles. So, and he's still, you know, challenging his philosophies. And it's, for me, it was a no-brainer. He's obviously going to likely continue that role with England. So we won't get him too much. But when he's here, he's going to be a great sounding board for not only myself, but us as a coaching group. And, you know, he's already, you know, he's here for this week. Yep. Just to get to know everyone. And then he'll go over to England up until about March, you know, early April. So we're making sure that we use him, but just having that sounding board of someone who's actually sat in this seat as well, who can, you know, I guess support me, but as a coaching group as well, how are we working together? How's our cohesion? You know, we demand that of the players and making sure us as coaches are looking at improving ourselves as well.
New season, new opportunities, and for your group, it starts now. Stewie, thanks for joining us today and good luck for the season.
Thanks very much.